Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the show. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It is Wednesday. Sorry about the late start today and yesterday, but this is a new thing for us now. And it's only got to get worse. So get ready. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. My biblical question, and it's a doozy. It's a doozy. What do you know the truth? Do you know the truth? What is it? What is it? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, and a lot of you are out and about, traveling on your way to your vacation time or coming back, fighting on the airplane, getting thrown off the airplanes, or near misses, near crashes on the airplane, or you're running across the border, or you're running toward the border to buy some fentanyl, or you're an illegal alien trying to get into New York and L.A. to get, at least in L.A., to get possible $150,000 to buy a house if you're illegal. So you might be busy. But you can still be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 4131. And don't forget, you can donate by and have your comments read out loud by going to Buy Me a Coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Manhood Hour is coming up in the third hour every Wednesday. Third hour, Manhood Hour. Amazing. So, before I get to your calls, and I will, there is a very interesting thing that is happening. And it's been happening forever. It's not new. Everybody, I think every generation at some point have done this in one form or another. But I never noticed that it didn't make sense. And that it's a setup. And that when this happened, the people who are doing it, carry out the act, don't even know why they're doing it, but they fight. There is, now that I guess in the so-called universities are opening back up, and school time is here again, I guess, they're starting up these so-called rallies in support of Hamas. And against Israel. And then there are some Jewish kids start a rally to fight back, I guess. But I'm looking at these people that are participating in the rallies. And they're fighting one another. They're arguing with one another. And they are really, really fighting with each other. It's crazy. I want you to think about that. These people are at school. Their parents are sending them off to school. It's a dumb idea, but they're doing it. Paying buku money to go to school to get their minds screwed up. Because that's why they're doing this. The mind is already screwed up. And the best thing that they can do is go on campus and fight one another over something that they have no idea what's really going on. They don't know why. They don't know the real reason Israel and Hamas are fighting one another. But yet somebody have brainwashed them and trained them to get out every day, carry picket signs, and fight with one another. Fight the Jewish kids, and Jewish kids are fighting back, and they're, like, breaking into classrooms and marking up buildings. And they're not going to get anything from it except for a thrill. They're getting the thrill of being out there fighting one another and pretending that they are have taken sides and they know what it's all about and they have no clue. And in the meantime, Hamas and Israel military are fighting one another, bombing and killing and all kind of stuff. And these people who are protesting have no clue as why. They should not be involved at all because they really don't know what's going on and why they're involved. But somebody is leading them and making them think that they know why they're fighting. And when all this is said and done and it's over, at some point I guess they're going to take a break from the fight. Israel and Hamas will. Once they're done fighting, Israel and Hamas will get whatever it is they wanted from it. And these stupid young people fighting on these campuses, they get nothing. That thrill is gone, so now they got to find a new thrill. That's all they got to get from it. They get nothing else but a thrill and a waste of time. Just think about that. They are fighting over nothing. I mean, literally fighting one another, and they could be friends. They could be classmates. They could be dormitory mates, roommates, whatever. But they're fighting each other and don't even know why, period. Isn't it amazing that if you live in your imagination, all thoughts are all lies all the time about anything, that because you live in your imagination, other people who live in their imagination can want something and they can organize you and make you believe what they want you to believe and make you go out and fight. I want you to think about that. There are people from Muslim countries, Allahu Akbar countries, who are fighting in America, death to America, death to Israel. They are burning the American flag in the United States of America. And then if they were in their country carrying out the same things, they'll be thrown off buildings. They'll be locked up. They would be killed. And they'll be thrown in the bushes and nobody ever find them. But they come to a country, however they got here, illegally or invited by our government, and they protest in our country, death to the country that let them in. But they could not do that in the country that they came from, arrived from. What kind of, now you know you got to be in your imagination. You know it's got to be insane. Think about that. Every day now, they're out there, I mean, literally fighting one another, marking up buildings, spray painting statues in the United States of America and doing nothing over in their own country because they can't. But the thrill of being able to do it in America because we have a weak government that doesn't care because they want money and power too is happening in the United States. I saw a couple of Jewish kids saying, at one of those super schools up there in New York where this is happening. Oh, so the person asked, why are you going to that college knowing that this is happening? Oh, I have always wanted to go to this school. It's my dream. So, dummy, you putting your life at risk over a dumb dream of getting a piece of paper that is worth nothing but cost an arm and a leg, and all you're going to get from it is a thrill, and you put your life in a school. You could have gone to any school. But you say, some Jewish kids, I've always wanted to go to this school. It ain't that important. Now do you understand that you're consulting with the devil? That you're living in your imagination? And that human nature, human beings, are evil and nasty and dirty and wicked? This is all evil that's fighting with evil. And all egos want control. They want power. Otherwise, it made no sense. It made zero sense that this is happening in these schools. And you can see that these kids are being controlled. Somebody give them the picket signs. Somebody let them know when to be and where to be and what time to be. Somebody let them know what to say. But the somebody that's over them, you don't see them. They're hiding somewhere in a corner and training these young people what to say and how to act. And they're doing it. of a battle. It's a spiritual battle. It made zero sense. I want you to think about this. It makes zero sense, no sense at all, for these people to be fighting one another over nothing, something they have no idea what it's all about. It makes zero sense to be angry at one another like this, period. There's never a reason for anger, but in this case, at the university, it makes, why not just go to school and shut up? Sit down and shut up. As that woman from Hawaii said about the Republican men. Men just ought to go sit down and shut up, she said. How come y'all don't see that fighting one another is evil? Why do you see fighting one another as a good thing? And it's never a reason to fight, except real self-defense, right? You got to protect yourself. But there's never a reason to fight. Why don't you see that you're fighting over something you have no idea? You're not going to get anything from it. It's not going to serve you at all, zero, except for ego feeling. Why don't you see that doesn't make sense, that two countries somewhere else to be fighting, you don't even know why. And so you go to war in your neighborhood. And Hamas is not telling the Palestinian truth as to why they're fighting with Israel. And I'm sure Israel is not telling the Jews the real truth about why they're fighting. What's the big deal behind it? Who is controlling this and what are they getting from it? It's like when husband and wives fight. They're not telling you the real truth why they're fighting. A wife's not going to tell you the real deal, oh, I'm fighting because I want control. A husband's not going to tell you the real truth, oh, I'm fighting my wife because I want control. They're not going to say that. And still you fight. And then the sideline people, the ones who are observing, they take sides of the husband or the wife. Why don't you see something else is controlling you? That you are not in control of your own life? Why can't you see that? You are possessed. And in being possessed, it makes you think the moment you open your eyes in the morning time, immediately it started to give you what to think and how to feel. And you go along with it and you call it you. Why would you want to get up the first thing in the morning and make yourself miserable, make yourself have fear, or cause yourself to fear and think about the past or the future? Why would you do that to you? But yet you take credit. Like, I had this thought. I made myself feel this way. I made myself afraid. I made myself lonely. I did this. And you take credit for evil. You and evil are one. You and evil are one. You have made an agreement with evil. And believe me, evil will destroy you in that agreement. It's not your friend. It will destroy you. It's going to turn on you. And you agree with it. When you identify with it, you agree with it. And you have nobody to blame but you. And if you fail to pray and your soul get lost, it's nobody's fault but yours. It's nobody's fault but yours. You have a choice to take control of your own life or just stay in the hell that you're in. It's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Earth is hell. Meaning the people on Earth is hell. Just think about your own family member. I was somewhere this past weekend at some time. And the misery in the people where I was, it was like unbelievable. It's like they don't even know. And they believe in Jesus, they say. They quote the Bible like 90 going north. But they don't even know that there's another way. That there's a kingdom inside, a freedom. They don't even know it. They're just going along with the misery of life and fake happiness when they can. But anyway, these kids at school are dumb kids. They've been brainwashed on both sides. They have nothing to do with what's happening in Israel. The war that's going on between Hamas and the Jews, Israel. And over in Israel, they're protesting over there too. Telling Netanyahu, you better hurry up and end this war. They're telling Netanyahu to make deal with Hamas, make a deal with the enemy. And the enemy ain't going to keep his word. When has Satan kept his word in your mind? With you. How many times has he promised you peace? And you say, oh dear, okay, that's so nice. And then he turned on you and destroyed you. You can't make a deal with the enemy. What's wrong with you? The way you end a war, what's the best way to end a war, Hank?
To win.
What's the best way to end a war, Anchor Baby?
I was going to say not fight, but I think I like that better. Yeah. What? Overwhelmingly annihilate your enemy.
Wow.
No. Don't fight. I'll go back to that one.
Which way you go? Which way
don't
you
fight. Go? That's how you stop a war.
What's the best way to end a war?
Yeah, you stop fighting, and then you might lose. But it's over.
The best way and the right way to end a war is to stop fighting. Just don't fight. Stop fighting. What do you think about that? Hey, Nick is right, even though he was back and forth. His first right was right, and he doubted himself.
That's what I keep telling Ukraine to do. The Ukraine.
Yeah. Just stop fighting. The war is over. It's like with married couples. The best way to end the war between the couples. Stop fighting. Just don't fight. And the other person's not going to fight by themselves. If they don't have anyone to fight, how can they fight? If Hake and I got in the rain, and Hake is all excited because he's been running and exercising, ready to fight, and then we get in the rain and I don't fight back, what are you going to do? What will you do? If I'm just going to stand there, I'm not going to fight with you, what are you going to do?
I would bow, and then I would raise my fist. But not in a communist way.
Just don't fight. Lay your weapon down, and the fight is over. If there's no one to fight, how can you have a fight? And there's no such thing as winning a fight. No such thing. Both sides loses all the time. Why y'all think there's a winner when you fight? Why are you looking crazy?
I don't think that there. I don't usually think that there is a winner, like in wars and stuff, or when people are
wars and when people fight, couples fight.
There's always a loser. There's not always a winner. Is the thing that I learned.
It's always a loser. No, you're right, and never a winner.
And what would happen if hate just started beating on you and you didn't fight back? I think that's a crime. I think he'd go to jail. So,
and see, still would be no fight, but he'll pay the price of what he did.
Terrible.
Why human beings don't know this already? You can't fight by yourself. Husband, stop arguing with your wife and see what happens. A wife, stop her arguing with your husband and see what happens. He or she would go crazy until they pull you back into the war. But if they can't pull you into it, they walk away. 888-7753-773. Stop fighting, human beings. Quick break. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer. You know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Turner. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing. Okay, 888-777-5373, 888-77-JESSE, the Hate Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, from 9 to 11 a.m. Pacific time. And after the Hate, Joel Friday TV. He black. Joel Friday TV. And you don't want to miss that. And at 4 p.m., the American Anchor, baby. The American Anchor, baby. At 4 p.m., flying high off of natural energy, a natural high. Amazing. One quick thing I want to tell you about and it's mind-blowing to me. But yeah, I understand it now. Our government is not our friend. Our government is not working for us, but against us. Our government is about power and wealth, too, just like a married couple or a dating couple or what a friendship or workship or whatever. Did you know that illegal aliens are flooding New York City's justice system? Did you hear about this? They are flooding. And you don't hear anything about it. You know why? Because the government don't care. They want what they want is to gain more power, so-called power. It's not real power, but they perceive power and wealth. And they don't care about the impact that illegal aliens are having on New York or California or Florida or anywhere, really, Texas. They just want the power. They're just like you. Their hearts are wicked. Oh, yeah. Whether you realize it or not, you're possessed. And dummies, you don't have a free will. Will yourself to be free and never have another negative thought. Just will yourself to be have that and see what happens. See how far your little wheel go. I want you to listen to this and then I'll take your calls. This is from the New York Post. And then some of you are about to go and vote again and vote these people right back in. Keep them in because they're smiling with you. They're making you feel good. You're making another deal with the devil. Because the devil is making you smile. That's all he's doing, making you smile, bitch, smile. The New York Post. Across New York, recent arrived migrants are flooding the criminal justice system at far higher rate than public officials have acknowledged. They're committing crime all over the place. Listen to this. According to this New York Post report, migrant reportedly account for 75% of arrest in Midtown. 75% of the arrest in Midtown, New York there, or illegal aliens. Remember Trump said they're bringing they're sending their asshole, these people coming from asshole countries? And look what they're bringing in. Can we say Europe? Can we say South Africa? It's happening. It's here. 75%, according to the New York Post, 75% migrant reported account for arrests. In Midtown, at 60% in Queens. 60% in Queens. They're committing crimes. They are committing crime. 60%, not the American citizen, but the illegal aliens. They call them migrants in the New York Post, but they're illegals. And 60% in Queens involving charges like assault, robbery, and domestic violence. Assault, robbery, and domestic violence. That's fine. Get them a hotel room. Get them free food. Free hotels. Five-star, four-star hotel rooms, free food. And let them commit all the crime they want. We want to vote. We just need the votes right now because the blacks might not vote for us like they used to. and we need them to vote, so let them commit crime, leave them alone. One migrant was interviewed by the New York Post and admitted to the reason why he committed the crimes.
So this guy on the right is Jefferson Maldonado. He's on the right, a 31-year-old migrant from Ecuador.
I don't see anyone.
That guy, you see those two in the middle? Oh.
Oh, up there. Okay.
And the guy on the right is 31-year-old.
The one in the black shirt?
Correct.
Okay.
Jefferson Maldonado, 31-year-old from Ecuador.
And he's the one that admitted.
Correct. So this is from him, apparently. He's been arrested in New York City.
What's his name?
Jefferson Maldonado.
Okay.
And he's been arrested in New York City five times since arriving in the U.S. earlier this year. His latest bust was for stealing a pair of pants and a beer from the Target near Herald Square. When asked why he committed the crime, the migrant thief said, "I wanted to change my clothes and think. I wanted to sit down and think about my life, about what to do, because this is not a normal world." He was just one of five migrants in a Manhattan courtroom for arraignment one night last week.
Amazing. That's all right. They got a vote. Our government letting them in and taking care of them because they need to vote. That's what this is all about. And it doesn't matter that the American citizens' lives at risk. It doesn't matter that they're robbing these people, the American citizens. It doesn't matter. Ain't no police around. As long as they can get the votes, the Democrats. And some of the right-o Republicans, as quiet as it kept. Welcome to America. America, sweet, sweet America. You know, God done shine his grace on thee. Where's God's grace? Where is grace when you need her? If ever we need a grace, we need her now. Let me go quickly to Ryan out of Oklahoma. Ryan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Ryan.
So I'm in my mid to late 30s. I've had this depression, stress going on for a while. I've got no woman, no kids. I've just been held down for a long time, and I realized what it was finally, thanks to you. It was my mom. You know, my parents got divorced when I was young, and she's totally affected my life detrimentally. And I found out what I had to do to overcome it. I had to forgive her, because I didn't know exactly when I was going to see her, I called her to do it, and it didn't really go so well. Basically, she just won't accept it. She doesn't take responsibility. She says she didn't do anything wrong. It blames it all on my father, basically. And now she won't even talk about it. So, I really thought I was going to overcome it by forgiving her, but if she won't accept it, you know, what am I supposed to do?
Are you still living with her?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. And what did she do to hold you? You have no kids, never got married, you've been depressed and all that. What did she do to keep you down like that?
Well, I think a lot of that comes from my childhood. The men she'd marry, they'd all hate me, or they'd act like they did.
Yeah.
They're just really bad to me, traumatic and abusive, and she never protected me. So all those feelings I had when I was young, I never got over them. So now in my adult life, I still have them.
Okay, so your question for me is what?
Well, if she won't accept forgiveness, if she won't take responsibility, how can I overcome it?
Why do you need her to accept it?
done is her admitting she did me wrong.
And why do you need her to admit that?
Because isn't it an agreement? I mean, between me and her, an agreement that...
But why do you want to be in agreement with the devil? The devil is your problem. Why do you want any type of agreement with the devil?
But how is she going to change if she thinks she does no wrong?
Why do you need her to change?
Yeah, everybody should change for the better.
You need your mother to change?
And stop being so stingy and...
Why do you need your mother to change? Why do you even want her? Why do you even want her to change?
Because she's sick.
But that's her problem. She loves her sickness. Why do you care about that?
Okay. Because she's my mom. She's, you know, my family.
She's not your mother. You're a grown man. She's not your mother anymore. You're an independent grown man. She's not your mother. So, to answer your question, God said, if you have anger against anyone, go and forgive them for what they've done. They couldn't help themselves. And I, God, will forgive you. You don't need the person that you are forgiven to change, to admit to anything or anything. You leave them in their hell. God leave them in their hell, and he's forgiving you because you admitted you're wrong for resenting them. They couldn't help it, but you didn't know at the time. And God will forgive you and make you free. And you don't need the person that you're forgiving. You don't need them to admit it or change. You leave them in the hell, and you go and live your life. Give your mother the finger, and you go live your life. And God will forgive you and make you free. He'll take the spirits of depression, suicidal thought, loneliness, fear. He'll take that away from you. It's about your life. It's not about your mother's life. Most people love their misery. They love their hell. And your mother is never going to admit that because it may make you free. And she doesn't want you to be free. How would she live in hell if she let you go free? She get her life from keeping you in misery. And you stand in misery because you won't forgive her and move away from her. Forget about her.
Well, what's the point of confronting her with the apology?
Because you're admitting you're wrong for judging her. And when you admit you're wrong, God changes your heart from hate to love, which is his nature. That's why you forget, hey, I'm wrong for judging you. I'm playing God. I've been living in hell because I've been judging you, and I didn't realize it. I didn't realize you can help yourself. Your mother feel everything you're feeling, the loneliness, the depression, and all that. And the reason you're feeling that way, you got it from her. She passed it on to you. So leave your mother in hell. Wish her well. You forgive her. You don't need her to admit to anything. God will forgive you. Don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive her, and God will forgive you.
Okay. I suppose. Makes sense.
It sounds like it's hard to accept it.
I mean, that is, because she's caused, you know, a bit of damage in my life. I used to be suicidal. I've even attempted it, you know, at least once.
Yeah. And all mothers, there's not one, whatever color, how many money, however educated they are, no matter what, all mothers do that to their children. And the reason you have those suicidal thoughts and you attempting and all that, because you're angry, you're living in your imagination, and the imagination is wicked, is evil. It is, you're possessed, and the spirits of evil has been telling you, you might as well kill yourself. You're not worth anything. Your mother has destroyed you. Now you don't have a wife. You don't have children. You don't have anything. Kill yourself. And it sounds like your voice, and it feels like your pain, but it's not. You're possessed, but once you forgive your mother, when you really realize you should not be resenting her, she can't help herself, then God would take those spirits away from your mind and give you a clearer mind. He will make you free.
That's a lot to bring yourself to forgive, though. That's the whole process. That's not something that can be done, you know, overnight.
Why can't you forgive her right now?
Because every instance is over, you know, my whole childhood, and, you know, more than that, I've got to basically forgive her for everything, all of those, each individually. And
you know how you've been thinking and feeling all your life because of what happened to you?
Yes.
And does it seem that something else was making you feel that way? Because you didn't want to feel that way or think that way, right?
I didn't think so.
And so, can you see that something else was making you feel and think that way?
Yes.
Well, and you can help it. The same thing going on with your mother. She couldn't help it. Her mother did it to her. If your mother had love to give or whatever, she would have done it, but she doesn't have it. And then just like you couldn't help yourself over the years, she could not help herself. And by understanding that you couldn't help yourself, something else driving you in your imagination, it would cause you to forgive your mother by realizing she could not help herself. If she could have done better, she would have. She didn't have it, and she doesn't have it. And that way you can forgive her and then go live your life. You don't need her anymore. So realize, just like you can help yourself, she could not help herself. Your father can help himself. His mother and your mama's mama and your mama's mama, they're possessed with the same spirits that you have. It's been passed down to you. And the only way it's going to change is you must forgive so that God can forgive you, because it's spiritual. God will forgive you for resenting them, and he will change your life. He will make you free.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm going to have to bring myself to forgiveness then. Because, it's not that easy.
And well, the way you realize, I don't know what you mean by it's not that easy, but when you realize, yes, my mother did this to me, I'm wrong for being angry at her because she can help herself. When you can realize that, then you can forgive.
Okay.
It's a waste of your life to spend the rest of your life in hell. Because you're in hell because you won't forgive. That's the only reason you're still in hell. You won't forgive. And Satan doesn't want you to forgive. He'll tell you, oh, don't forgive. You're going to hurt her feelings if you go and talk to her. You're going to make her mad. Don't do it. That's your mama. She did the best. Satan lied to you because he doesn't want you to be free. And so the voices that you hear about why you should not forgive her are evil as well. And so you're listening to the voices of evil. They're trying to keep you in captivity.
I got you.
If you want to be free, Ryan, you're going to have to wake up and smell the coffee. You got to forgive. Ain't no other way out. Otherwise, you'll live in misery, and Satan will convince you that you're not even worth living. Because you're living in darkness. You're living in the imagination. All thoughts or all lies, all the time, about anything.
So if she's not my mother, how do I treat her? Just as a random woman?
Right, like you would treat any other human being. Don't be angry at her. Can you hold on?
Yes.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. Two more hours to go. Hate news coming up. The guy with the good hair, back in a moment. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. Guy, even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Wednesday, September 4th, A.D., 2024. Tomorrow is the first Thursday of the month, guys. Men's Forum. First Thursday of the month, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. You can go to RebuildingTheMan.com/events if you need more info. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Or you can call the Bond office if you ever need info or want to schedule counseling or find out about counseling or donate or sign up for our mailing list. 1-800-411-BOND. 1-800-411-2663. That number, by the way, is free via Skype, even overseas, just like the 888-77-JESSE number. There is one line open. You can call in. Hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back. But first, hate news, not fake news. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Costco's first membership price hike in 7 years went into effect this week. The big box retailer increased most of their plans by $5 to $65 per year to help offset expenses and keep prices supposedly down because inflation is going out of control. Thanks a lot, Obama, Biden, commies, liberals, overreactors to the China virus, etc. The economy, Wall Street, kicked off September with a bust after a disappointing economic report dragged down the Dow by more than 600 points Tuesday, whatever that means. The report on manufacturing showed a fifth straight month of declines, fueling concern that aggressive rate hikes from the Federal Reserve, the Fed, have inflicted too much damage on the economy. September has historically been an ugly month for stocks, though. But Tuesday's decline came after a similarly miserable start to August, when markets went into a tailspin, whatever that means. Meanwhile, Vice President, oh Lord, cackling Kamala Harris, she's set to announce a second wave of economic proposals today, Lord, including benefits to entrepreneurs and small business owners. Small businesses are currently granted $5,000 in a deduction for expenses related to their first year of operation. So start a business and blow that money. Cackling Kamala Harris will propose raising that to $50,000, so said an official. How about just get rid of the taxes? Israel-Hamas war, the U.S. Department of Injustice has charged several senior, at least a few, senior Hamas leaders over the October 7th, what they call a terrorist attack in Israel that killed a bunch of people, reportedly. Terrible. 1,200, something like that. According to indictment unsealed Tuesday, this marks the first criminal step by the DOJ to hold people accountable for the attack. The U.S., the six defendants are high-level Hamas officials, including Yahya Sinwar, who is the terrorist organization's leader in Gaza and one of the planners of the October 7th massacres. All of a sudden, CNN is calling Hamas terrorists again. The heck? The announcement comes on the heels of the confirmed death of Israeli-American hostage Hirsch Goldberg-Polin in Gaza, which prompted crooked Joe Biden to vow that Hamas leaders would pay for these crimes. Tired Joe. What a mess. Also a mess, the student loan leeches. A group of seven Republican-led states filed a new lawsuit Tuesday seeking to block new student loan relief plan that the evil Biden administration is using to try to bribe young, dumb voters. Allegedly, right? That's my thought. Planned to start rolling out this fall, the lawsuit marks another legal challenge to crooked Joe Biden's student loan policies and could potentially tie up his effort to deliver debt relief before the November election. Crooked Joe's student loan repayment program, known as SAVE, is blocked. The president's sweeping one-time student loan forgiveness program was knocked down by the so-called Supreme Court last year. He canceled more student loan debt than any other president, mostly by existing programs. 4.8 million people. I'm James Hake, now with the JLP, Hour 2.
Understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, my biblical question, and it's a doozy. Do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about, laying up at a beach, in New York, committed crimes, part of the 75% of the crime by the illegal aliens, according to the New York Post, done by illegal aliens. If you're committing crime, no matter what you're doing right now, you can podcast the show, but you can still be listening while you are assaulting, robbing, committing robbery, and domestic violence, whatever that is. You can be listening to the show. You can podcast it in case you want to hear it again. But you can be listening on your iPhone while you're doing your domestic violence by calling 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, we're going to get to your super chats. Go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. A bond JLP Cash App. So I want to go back quickly to Ryan out of Oklahoma. And Ryan said that he had a hard time in life. And he wanted to forgive his mother, but she won't admit that she's wrong. And what should he do? I said, hey, forgive her. You don't need her. Forgiveness is for you to go free. The salvation is of the heart. It's to change your heart from hate to love. is for you. Salvation is of the heart. Ryan, let me ask, how old are you, Ryan?
I'm almost, I'm in 37.
Do you still need your mother or something?
Well, I mentioned that, you know, there was, I had a suicide attempt when I was younger, and,
everybody had a suicide attempt.
Well, since then, I've been, disabled, disability, so she's, if I need her, I can count on her financially. She's got money.
So,
she's a doctor.
So it's hard, you said what?
She's a doctor.
And so it's hard to forgive her because if you forgave her, you're concerned that she won't give you money?
No, it's, I want her to change inside.
Why? You know,
because the devil is running her, you know. I mean, she's got the money that's corrupted her, and she's divorced. I don't even want to say how many men. We're working on her next one already, and,
But why do you want her to change from that?
Well, because even if I'm not her child, she is my mom. Is she not, you know?
Well, why do you want her to change?
Because naturally, I care for my mom, I guess.
If you care for her, you would not be concerned about her changing at all if you loved her.
Even for the better?
But it might not be better for her. She may love her hell. She love her misery. You know, you can't determine what's better for her. You need to be working on you.
Okay.
Do you see God trying to change your mother?
No.
Do you see God letting your mother live in her lies and in her misery? And he's not doing anything about it, right?
Yeah.
So why should you?
Okay.
That was a question.
Well, apparently I shouldn't.
But why should you? It doesn't even make logical sense that you care about her.
Well, it's just I'm a real polite person, so maybe that's what it is.
You say you're real.
Everybody, I'm a polite person.
Why are you so weak?
Well, I think she's made me that way.
Yeah, she has. She made you a beta. She made you a mama's boy. And she did that so that she can feel good and always have control over you.
Okay. Moving forward, should I even, you know, refer to her as mom? Call her by her name?
If you want to call her mom, you can. If not, you want to call her whatever her name is, you can call her that. You're a grown man. You have no obligation toward her at all, except to not hate her. She cannot help herself.
Yeah. Okay.
You don't have any obligation to your mother, period. You're a grown man. Your mother is doing what she wants to do, and I don't know her. I haven't talked to her, but it sounds like she's still living in her hell. She wants to be there. God going to leave her there as long as she wants to be there. Why shouldn't you? You can't even take care of yourself, and you... I guess it's because... If you didn't need money from her, would you care so much?
No.
So it's about the money.
Well, it's about maybe it's also just having an association with somebody. I don't.
Well, why do you want to associate with the devil? Look what the devil has done to you, according to you. Why do you still want to associate with evil?
Yeah.
That was a question.
I don't, not at all.
Then why are you trying to keep one? Other than the money And you'd be surprised how well you'd do if you didn't use that excuse to stay with the devil. You can't work at home, a home job or anything?
I'm looking. I go apply for jobs all the time. I'm in kind of a small town right now, so there's not too much selection. But
where's your father?
For a while he was in Florida, but I believe he's moved back to the state.
Have you forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
Not verbally.
Why not?
Well, I thought I was going to try, you know, try and forgive her first, and then after that, move to my father. But
you, the first one you can, if it's easier for you to get your father, talk to him and your mother, but you got to forgive your mother because you have been recreated in her image, and you're afraid of her because you're angry at her, you hate her, and you're afraid to approach her. And the devil tell you, oh, don't hurt her feelings. You need courage and all that because you have this anger. But once you face her and forgive her, then the anger and everything would disappear.
So I need to tell her about the forgiveness?
If you want to be free, God said, go to the person and forgive them, and I will forgive you. So if you can go to her, you got to face her so you can get your courage back.
Well, I tried confronting her, but she didn't accept it.
She doesn't need to accept it.
Okay.
It ain't about her. It's about you. You are your world.
Okay. That makes sense.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
As often as I can, yes.
Do it every day so you can stay out of your head. You're still listening to thoughts, and that's what's holding you back.
While I'm doing the silent prayer, it does take me out of my thoughts. But then when I come back to, you know, reality, those thoughts and stresses come right back.
But thoughts are not reality. Reality is not about thoughts. There are no thoughts in reality. What you're doing is going back unconscious. So when that happens, just be aware of your body, be aware of the room you're in. And if you have to do that 1,000 times a day, keep doing it until you have to do it no more. But you got to practice staying present, staying out of your head. And so start working on yourself, man. And forgive your mother. Hey, mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. You're so evil. I realize now you can help yourself. I become like you. And I'm sorry for resenting you. I know now you can't help it. And forgive your father. Why do you protect me from my mama? Your daddy loved you. And when he left your mama. He didn't leave you. He loved you.
Well, how could he protect me when the courts, you know, make him stay away?
Right. He loved you, not that he didn't want to. That's why you got to forgive him as well.
For not protecting me, but
yeah,
the court didn't let him protect me.
Right.
In order.
Well, then let him know you understand why he wasn't there. But have that talk with him so you can forgive him for having nothing against him. And when you love your earthly father, you shall know God. But if you don't love your earthly father, you would never know God.
Okay. All right. Squared.
So what?
I said that squared. Squared and
even. Let me know how it goes, all right?
Thank you.
Work on you, Ryan.
Thank you, Jesse. God bless you.
You too, buddy. 888-7753-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Gabriel out of California. Gabriel, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning.
So I called you a couple months ago about this. It was kind of a different question, but so 3 years ago, my dad was murdered. He was at a bar, and he was stabbed by someone he knew. I guess they got into an argument. That was 3 years ago. The guy who did it got caught, but ever since then, he's been like in in county, and he's been just delaying the whole trial with the, you know, just representing himself and doing all these little things. But finally, trial's next week. And, you know, a couple months back when I called you talking about forgiving him, it seemed a lot easier. But now that it's a lot closer, the person that's taking over from my dad, doing the trial and the prosecutor, she's telling me that, you know, just be prepared because there's going to be a lot of pictures and videos and witnesses and all things like that. And so with all that information, just thinking about what it could be, it's been kind of eating me up, and it's been making that whole forgiving part kind of challenging. And my question is it okay to not forgive him during the trial, or is it okay? You think, like, can I forgive him later on when I'm ready? Or because, it just seems like it's going to be real tough for me just being right in front of him. And I had a plan that I was going to forgive him. I know I'm carrying on, but I had a plan that I was going to forgive him. And then that was going to be like one of my testimonies. And I was just going to be a stronger person after that, but kind of all falling apart, that idea.
And so your question is what?
Is it okay if I don't forgive him right away?
Do you want to stay in your hell?
No.
Then you should forgive. If you want to stay in your hell, then you don't forgive. There's not one reason that you should be holding anything against this man, period, if you want to be free. And I don't care how many pictures they show you or not show you or what the testimony says. It has nothing to do with you. It's between that man and your father. And if you hate this man, I mean, it's not that you're accepting what happened. You're just not hating what happened because he could not help himself. The same thing that's driving you to want to hate him, it's the same thing that was driving him to cause the murder, alleged murder that you're saying that he did. It's the same spirit. You're no different than the man that you hate. You're a murderer too. There's never, ever, 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 ever a reason to be angry. Never. Not one, ever, nothing. And the only reason that you're acting the way you're acting right now, you're in your imagination. You're trusting the thoughts again. Why don't you do something different this time and don't trust the thoughts at all? Why not give that a chance? All your life you've been trusting the thoughts. Why not, you know what, I've been trusting these thoughts all my life, and all that have ever done for me and dug a deeper hole for me. Why not this time? I'm not going to trust the thoughts. Right now, you're in your imagination. You're trusting evil. And you're living something before it even happens. You haven't even gone to court. You don't know what's going to happen. Maybe they show the picture, maybe they don't. If they show them, fine. If they don't, fine. But you're in your imagination. You're living a future that doesn't exist.
Okay. So just have like just a wait and see, and then
come. First of all, come out of your imagination. You're in your thoughts now because this lawyer told you all this mess, and now you're living it. Why not wait and see? But most of all, stay out of your imagination. The thoughts are evil, and you're trusting them.
So you think I should forgive him before I even go to trial, or like, cause, you know, they give you a moment to speak to him.
No, you should forgive him. He hasn't done anything to you. And don't plan what you're going to say if you do get a chance to speak at the trial about forgiveness, because right now you're living in your head and you imagine yourself going up on the stage or however they go, my name is Gabriel, and I forgive you what you've done and what you did with evil. You took my father away from me. You took away a husband, a daddy, an uncle, a brother, and I forgive you. And everyone applaud and think that you're wonderful.
No, well, I was kind of like There's a video you played. There was a video you played like a while back about a dad forgiving his daughter's murder. It was very inspiring. And I didn't want to, I wasn't going to come up with the whole speech. I wasn't going to write anything or do anything like that. But I didn't know if I should go in there with forgiveness.
You should always have forgiveness. Anyone that has unforgiveness is evil. Why wouldn't you want to walk in love?
Yeah.
That was the question.
Yeah, you're right. Why wouldn't I? I should want to.
So why don't you just come out of your imagination right now? Because you're in your imagination, which is evil.
How do I do that?
By being aware. Just be aware that you're in your head. And you're listening to the devil, and you're living in something that is evil. Just be aware of it. And the awareness is what changes it.
Yeah, but being aware is also knowing that it's there.
Knowing that what's there?
Knowing that this whole mess is there.
And
it's, you know, I'm at work, and it's kind of like, I don't want to think about it, but being aware of it is kind of thinking about it, no?
But you be aware of it. When those thoughts and feelings come, be aware and do nothing about it. Don't run from it. Don't do anything, but be aware. And the Father within you will save you from it, from the hell.
Okay, so if it was you, Jesse, how would you go about it? You would just go into the court with forgiveness, or don't even think about it.
And I would have to be in that situation. But I'm telling you, the right way, you should not be going to court angry. You should not be angry right now. Anger is evil.
I'm not angry.
Anyone that has anger is a murderer.
I'm more sad than I am angry.
Sad about what?
It's just bringing up old feelings, man, you know, like, and I'm, you know, like, I listen to you pretty much every day, and I'm trying not to think about it.
But don't try not to think about it, and don't try to think about it. You want to be aware of the thinking, and it's the awareness that changes that, not you. Of yourself, you can do nothing. You need to surrender to all of your pain. You need to feel it. Just let go, surrender your pain, and the truth will save you from it.
All right.
So what are you sad about?
I just miss my dad.
When did this happen?
Happened 3 years ago.
And you're still sad?
Well, you know, I've been pretty good about distracting myself, and I've been, carrying on life. I live on my own.
Don't distract yourself. Come out of thoughts, man. And those are just memories that make you feel that way. There's no reason for you to be feeling this way 3 years later. You're in your head about that.
Well, I wasn't really thinking about it until I got the call yesterday from the lawyer. That's kind of triggered.
Right. Oh, okay.
Emotions.
Well, let it pass. Do not hold on to the thoughts. Emotions are not necessary.
I understand that, you know, because I do listen to you. And
so let them pass. Let the thoughts pass. Go ahead.
It's like I know this stuff. I know this, and with other things, I'm really good at it. It's just this is the most difficult one for me. Like other things, you know, like when my girlfriend gets on my nerves or something like that, I just let it pass. But this is just the most challenging one for me, I guess.
No, it's not a challenge at all. You just need to be aware. That's all. It shouldn't be a challenge because it's spiritual, and there's nothing you can do but be aware that the devil is tempting you. You got this information the other day. Now the devil is using that information against you to make you feel sad, to make you to remember, to tell you to judge the man, and then a stupid lawyer woman told you, oh, you get ready. You're going to see all kind of pictures. You're going to hear this. She's setting you up, too, to feel something. Why not just go in there and have a wait and see? Whatever happens, you'll be fine.
And you, even if, like, even if the sentence isn't what I would like?
What would you like?
Well, I would like him to do life.
And why?
Because I just feel like that's, you take a life, you have, I feel like you deserve to do life in prison.
And who did, how did you come to make that decision about somebody else's life?
Well, I mean, I just, you know, different things. One of them is the Bible.
What did the Bible say?
Well, you take a life, then your life should be ended. I believe that's like the Old Testament.
And are you living the Old Testament or the New Testament?
I guess I'm living with the blood.
It's in the blood. Well, whatever happened, have a way to see. If you get life, then you get life. If he get 50, he get 50. But don't you hate him. And you'll be blessed. You'll be fine. And he'll have to deal with what he has to deal with. Why not just live your life?
Yeah.
And drop all the movie stuff.
Yeah, that's what it kind of feels like. I guess I...
You want life.
What is that?
You want life.
I want life, yeah.
You want him to get life.
Oh, yeah.
How about waiting and see what happens?
Thank you for that, yeah. I go in there with love. That's the best advice. When I asked my grandma about it, that's exactly what my grandma said. She said he was possessed. She's like, I just feel bad for his mother. That his mother has to have a son as a murderer.
I feel nothing for his mother. It's not, he's a grown man. It's not his mother's fault that he murdered.
Yeah. No, I know. That's just what my grandma said. She came at it at in a perspective of love. I didn't expect her to say that.
So. Yeah. Just think about it. What good is it doing you or the situation for you to go back to hating?
Like I said, I don't hate him. I just, like I said, it just makes me miss my dad. Just thinking of reliving all this, kind of, it's kind of like reliving it, you know?
I know, but a thought about your father is not missing him. It's just a thought. And you're dramatizing the thought. Oh, I miss him. Oh, and now you got missing pain. It's just a thought and feeling. It has no meaning.
So you don't ever miss anybody?
Ooh, I'm missing you. No.
Where, you don't miss Sean?
Who?
Sean.
Who?
All right.
Well, just simply live your life, man. Live your life in the presence of love. All time in any situation. Don't go into the darkness. Don't look for the thrills.
I understand that, Jesse, and I'm doing a pretty good job at it.
But this,
but, you
is,
know,
now it's time to what?
I just feel like, you know how, like the earth has earthquakes naturally,
right?
You know, like the everything's like, you know, living good, and then there's like an earthquake. You know, I just feel like this is just a natural thing that happens every once in a while, but...
This is not natural. This is evil. And evil is not natural. Come out of your imagination, man. You're in your head, and you're coming to believe in all these theories and earthquakes and all that mess. You're in your imagination. You're worshiping the devil.
So do you go out? Do you go about life unscathed? Then, like nothing bothers you or anything like that? I don't understand that.
Stay out of your imagination. You'll see. Stay out of your imagination. Stay out of the bushes. Remember when Jesse Jackson said that about George Bush? Stay out of the bushes. I'm telling you, Gabriel, then I got to run. Stay out of your head, man. Your peace is outside of your imagination. Your hell is inside of your imagination. Why don't you trust God for once in your life?
That's the best advice I could have gotten right there. Well, I'm glad he's speaking through you.
Come out of your head, man. Let me know how it goes in court thing.
I got one more question.
What?
Where's Hassan? I haven't heard from him in a while.
Let me see. Oh, I don't see him. The studio, I don't see him.
But he's there?
He may be. Let me see. I don't see him. Did you want to talk to him or something?
No, I just see. I haven't heard his
You don't hear him in church?
No, I haven't heard his voice in a while.
I'm missing you. You from one missing to another one, huh? Come out of your head, man.
All right.
Don't be a beta. All right, bye. Back in a moment.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Okay, Manhood Hours coming up in the next hour, 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. Don't forget to like, follow, ring the bell, subscribe, and all that good stuff. And we have a brand new newsletter going out really soon now, any day now. If you like a free copy of the newsletter, and it's amazing. We put them out 3 times a year. You can go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Hey, here's my address. Send me a free copy of the newsletter. What the? And the men's forum is tomorrow night. If the Lord is willing and the creed don't rise, every first Thursday night for men only. Every third Thursday night for ladies only. And Sunday mornings for everybody and their mama. And if you're black, everybody and they mama at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. 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 Check it out. Let me go to Brandon, a first time call out of New York. Brandon, welcome to the show. You're on the air. Brandon.
Jesse, do you hear me?
I hear you now.
Awesome, brother. How you doing today?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, no problem. I wanted to comment. I was listening to the show yesterday. Those men that called in to argue with you about the definition of a plantation, really, it didn't even have anything to do with the definition. It had to do with the hate and the prejudice they were taught by people who are just living in the past. And through that, those men were also living in the past, which we know is hell.
And I was wondering, and you're absolutely right, and I wonder why I'm telling him what the definition of the plantation is, and he was, neither one of them were accepting the definition. I'm like, what the? And,
I know.
But you're right. And they're living in the past. Like
and if you look at it, plantation is just a place where people live and grow food. I mean, how many thousands of years have there been plantations everywhere? And if we all live in the past, then we all were slaves at some point, so everybody's going to be angry. So it's like, what are we doing here? I just wanted to comment on that.
Well, I appreciate that. It's amazing to me how much human beings love their misery, and so they make an effort to live in the past or the future. They don't want to be free. They want to suffer. They love misery because their hearts are wicked.
Man, that's exactly what I used to do, too. And I used to even say, I love my sin. I love everything I do. And I started to overcome it. And my life has just become so much better, brother. A lot of it has to do with listening to you. I mean, there's some other things that I go into, but you're just so blunt with it. And it's really, I think that's why a lot of people are put off. You put them immediately into their feelings when you're so blunt with the truth, and they're not ready to realize it, and they just get stuck. They just get stuck in those feelings.
What a mess. So you went and forgave your mother?
Yes, sir, I did. I went and forgave my mother. You see, my mother, I come from a hard-working blue-collar family, but my mother, she rejected all of that, ran away from the family, decided she was going to get on welfare, kick all the men out of the house, make a bunch of babies out of wedlock. And it was just, like you say, it's a mess. And, you know, that's basically what I was taught growing up, brother. I was afraid of, oh, am I going to have enough? Am I going to be able to? But, you know, I realized that, man, it's just all fake, man. And now my mom, still she do welfare. She's all on all that and still has the same mentality. But I do not, sir. I'm self-employed. I work every day.
What did she say when you went to her?
Oh, my God. Oh, what are you talking about? Oh, I didn't do all that. I didn't do that to you. I tried. I said, it's okay, Mom.
Yeah.
I forgive you. It is what it is. You can't help yourself. And I love you.
And how about with the father?
Well, brother, my father, he ditched me when I was born. And, I've heard the stories. My mother is crazy. That woman is crazy. And the stuff he dealt with. He was young. He tricked my mother into thinking he was older, and she believed him. He was 19. She was in her 30s. And once she got pregnant and went crazy and did all this to him, he said, I'm out of here.
And so have you forgiven him?
Well, I met him when I was 26. You know, he had a beard the first time I met him. And I sort of have, but I haven't directly forgiven him. I guess maybe I'm slightly intimidated. He's kind of a big mama's boy. He went to prison, and I know exactly how it's gonna go. I guess I'm just dreading the attack and the retaliation that he's gonna have against me.
And so, have you forgiven your father?
No.
And why not?
Like I said, man, I just it feels intimidating. Also, I think part of it had to do with, you know, that resentment, because growing up, I had to be the man. I had my mom and my sister. And
how will God forgive you if you don't forgive your father? How will you ever know God? No, that was a question. How will you know God if you don't love your earthly father?
I won't, because if I can't forgive him, I can't, you know. I realize that love is is really the absence of hate. And I guess I do still have some resentment for that man.
And so...
So that is something I did do.
And so how will you ever know God if you don't go and forgive your father?
The answer to that is I won't.
And so why have you done that, Brendan? And you don't know how it goes. You're like, oh, I know how it's going to go. You don't know that. Why not have a wait and see?
You're right.
No, that was a question.
You're right, brother.
No, that was a question.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that. I'm going to give him a call. Actually, you know what? I'm going to give him a call today, brother. And I'm going to call back, and I'm going to let you know how it went.
And come out of your head about how it's going to go. You don't know how it's going to go. You don't know. And whatever happens, if you don't pre-plan it, you'll be able to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Let me know how it goes, all right? Are you? Oh, one last thing. Are you doing the silent prayer? No.
No. What you said? No. What you said? No. Hey, how you know? Maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
No, you're not doing it.
I am doing it sometimes, not as often as I would like.
So you're not doing it then?
Yeah, but I feel like I'm while I'm awake, I've been able to practice starting to control some thoughts, seeing as they come and being like, wow, that's crazy. That's not me. And just dispelling those things and not even listening to them and letting them pass by. So I don't know if that counts, but I feel like I'm, while I'm awake and conscious of everything, I can see it moving.
Let me know how it goes when you talk to your father.
I will, brother. I had another question. What do you think we should do with the illegal situation in America with all these illegal aliens?
We should shut down the borders and ship them back to wherever they came from.
And if the great white hope
get in there, it will happen.
And what do you think? What do you think the idea about just making them either fight or build for the country? We catch them, put a policy in place where you want to be American, you want to be part of America, or just like those other immigrants.
Ship them back. And then let them come through the front door once we start accepting again. Right now, we need to shut down the back door and the front door and get America together first. And then see if we want to open up the front door. But right now, we need to we got to shut it down because so many criminals are here now. And
well, either when the back door is shut or the front door is open or whatever you're talking about,
I said shut
people
both
still
doors.
Come in.
Shut both
yeah,
doors.
Yeah, people still come in.
Right, but
even with them shut, people find a way in.
Right,
they
but
find
at least
a way
we
in.
Don't.
What do we do with the people that find their way in?
At least we don't have the doors wide open.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then
now, you know, people think slavery was abolished. And it sort of was, but, you know, people fail to realize and be brushed up on their law that slavery is still legal. You just got to do something illegal to get thrown in jail, and they can do whatever they want with you. Right then and there in the amendment.
Amazing.
So maybe those illegals that get caught,
but Brandy,
maybe we just make them start building our roads.
I got to run, though, but that's a good idea. Let's keep slavery in play as well.
Got you, brother. Take care.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. There's a line open. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super.
Lin Yen Chin with a follow-up super chat. Yesterday he was talking about truth.
Nice.
Doesn't begin or end. And we weren't sure whether it was an answer to the biblical question.
Right.
He said, truth is truth. It cannot change. But then he's all, okay, I get it. No matter how succinct my statements get, you guys just want to keep pretending nothing I type is sensible/sound. My IQ is 72, not 27. Y'all a mess pretending I didn't describe truth properly as per JLP's weekly question.
But it's not, he didn't say if he knew the truth or not.
Right. That's why I was confused, because he didn't answer whether he knows the truth or not.
Right. And so he's still not saying.
He might have said what it is.
Or at least what he thinks it is.
Yeah. Right.
But the question is, Lin Lin Chen, do you know the truth? What is it? And so far you haven't been able to answer, do you know the truth? Yes or no? And then what is it?
Nice.
Maybe we're not clear. It might not be you, it may be us.
Could be.
Because he doesn't seem to be able to answer the question.
He's accusing us of pretending not to, that he didn't describe truth properly.
Lin Chen, no.
I say it's a 27 IQ, Lin Yen Chen. No. Thank you, man.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
A super chat from Daniel. He asks, am I stopping perfect peace by smoking?
You're not. You can't stop perfect peace, but in smoking, it keeps you from perfect peace and give you a false sense of peace. That's why you smoke. So stop running away from it. Peace in that way. Amazing. So if you gotta smoke, be conscious of yourself smoking. That'll help. Don't go unconscious when you start smoking. And see what happens. Thank you.
Gregatron bought a coffee. Jesse, I have an answer to your biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
It might not be the answer you want. It might not be the right answer, but here it is. Yes. Yes, I know the truth. The truth is what Big Bump says. The proof is he made a song called You Gon' Get This Truth. He did say you might not like the answer.
It's not whether I like it or not. I'm just
it might
trying
not
to...
be the right answer. But here it was.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What now?
You just had a blank face. What are we supposed to do with that? Ulysses. Ulysses on a Bond YouTube says, hey, Hake, why doesn't God forgive Satan? I don't know why he said Hake. Maybe because I'm the producer for church. Why doesn't God forgive Satan? Asks Ulysses. Thank you.
She's asking you, right? Is that a man or a woman?
Ulysses is a man.
Oh, he is asking you, why doesn't God forgive Satan?
How do you know he doesn't?
Good response.
Thank you.
The same thing I was thinking. Amazing.
Great minds think alike.
Thank you, Ulysses.
Andrew bought three coffees. Hey, JLP and crew. I hope you are all doing well. I have an idea for y'all. Karaoke version of the song Stand Up Remix.
Stand Up!
This way I can sing it with at my friend's house. And the next thing you know, their YouTube feeds will be flooded with JLP videos. LOL. That's true, because Google is always listening.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. Three coffees.
Thank you, Andrew.
The Key bought a coffee. Jesse, you asked a caller yesterday if he can will himself never to be angry again. Do you agree you can accomplish this will, overcome anger, via forgiveness?
What?
Do you agree you can accomplish this will, overcoming anger, by forgiveness?
What does that mean, you can accomplish this will?
You know how you said, okay, you have a free will. Will yourself never to be angry again.
Oh, the guy said he had a free will.
Right.
And I said, to will yourself never to be angry, never be afraid, never think a negative thought again.
Mm-hmm. And so the Key asked, do you agree you can accomplish this, willing yourself never to be angry again, overcome anger, via forgiveness?
I don't quite understand the question. Do you?
Sort of.
What do you understand about it?
Can you forgive and then never become angry?
But they said something about the will.
Right. I don't know. That might not be the right thing. It sounds twisted.
Make your question a little clearer for me. It might be a good question. I just don't understand the question. It doesn't make sense. And I don't want to just try to make myself respond just to try to make myself respond. I want to be as fair as I possibly can.
Yeah, I don't think that has to do with will.
Make the question a little clearer. Who is that?
The Key.
The Key?
The Key.
The Key. Make the question a little clearer. It's not clear enough for me. Thank you.
The Key bought another coffee. Jesse, you said Lil Chin so many times yesterday. It's just a matter of time before a new handle is born. Shout out to Lin Yen Chin. disguise emoji, laughing face with tears coming out, crying, and cool sunglasses.
And so what did I say?
Instead of Lin Yan Chin, you said Lil Chin.
No. Lin Chin.
No. Lin Yan Chin.
Oh. Lin Yan Chin.
That's right.
I didn't know I was saying it wrong. What's up? Sorry, Lin Yan Chin.
Nice.
Oh, man, thank you for a reminder. I didn't know I was even saying it wrong. What? Nah.
Thanks for correcting it, the key.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Danny Potter.
I'm surprised Lin Yan Chin didn't correct it. Maybe he didn't hear it.
He knows that English,
it's not my first language.
he knows that blacks cannot pronounce these words.
And we black.
But he's part black, too.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Jamaican.
Oh.
Danny bought our coffee. All right, Jesse and the lads. Jesse, you owe me money for new shirts because those betas and what does makes me spit my tea over myself, laughing face with tears coming out.
What the? Okay, thank you.
Games for Rec donated a diamond. I'm Nacho, baby.
That's right. Who said that?
Games for Rec.
How did he know about that?
I don't know. What, about what?
I'm not your baby.
I don't know.
Amazing. Thank you. I like it.
Thank you, Games for Rec.
Yeah.
Urinal Chills is a monthly supporter on Rumble. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You can too.
Yeah, thank you. A Rumble. You got to know how to Rumble.
Renee bought a coffee. Jesse, you're wearing a shirt with a zipper? That's beta behavior. What a mess.
I got it from the same place in the same department Joel got his. What the? Thank you.
Popcorn's thump keg. Coffee. Jesse, what's your primary objection to reparations? Why are you against it?
Well, because you have to earn it. And I'm tired of blacks begging for free stuff. But since they're going to give the money to the illegal aliens.
Let me stop you there. Oh, okay, go ahead. Finish it. But he has a, since you are against reparations, I'm sure you won't be filling out paperwork to apply for it if the government approves it, right?
No, I'm going to be the first in line.
Dang.
I'm going to be like early on time, early in the morning. And so I can be first in line to get my check.
He says, reminds me of the people.
And they're about to give the illegal aliens $150,000. Is you crazy?
Get that bag.
That's right. That's my money.
He or she or it. Reminds me of the people screaming, this is terrible. Please stop, stop, stop. Didn't say please. As someone is robbing a store while they bend down and scoop some fallen cash into their pocket. I'll talk, says Popcorn's Thump Cake. A little bit different situation there, buddy.
I'm telling you. No, rest assured, I'm going to get my check. That's my money. And my country just going to waste it and give it away? Why not?
Indeed.
What the?
I'm thinking of applying to be an illegal.
I was thinking about having an anchor baby go back across the border and then come back in illegally so he could get $150,000 and buy himself a house.
Nice. See you on C, bought a coffee.
That's right, Nick.
See you on C's coffee. Mama.
Like for Bond. Oh, yeah, a house. You think about Bond first. Isn't that nice? Okay, thank you, man.
CNC, mama, no. Y'all look handsome, heart eyes, with the shirts, you and Hank. Thank you.
Thank you. Sion, I appreciate it. Thank
Indeed
you.
Indeed, we do.
Yeah.
No more thoughts about a coffee. Biblical question.
Do you know the truth? What is it?
Yes. The truth is we are not slaves of sin. We are free, says No More Thoughts.
So, yes, they know the truth, and the truth is what?
We are not slaves of sin. We are free.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it.
CLC asks on twitch.tv/GLP talk, is there such a thing as a healthy relationship?
Yeah, but you don't know what that is yet. You can, if you stay with it, will know, but you'll have no idea what that is at this point. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Thank you all. We're finished when we come back. I got to take a break. And when I come back, your phone calls as well. There's one line open. 888-77-JESSE. Manhood Hour's coming up. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
More Ukraine propaganda, and also a secret CCP, Chinese Communist Chai Com Party agent, another one in the Democrat Party. I call them demon rats. Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson has a memoir out. Isn't that special? And there's a tall guy in the Paralympics, 8'1". He's Persian, Iranian, something like that. Very cool. And Christmas is starting early in Venezuela. This is the end of hour two. End of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Wednesday, September 4th, AD 2024. Stay tuned for hour three. Manhood Hour is coming right up with JLP. Your calls, the rest of the Super Chats, and some great stories, hopefully. But first, Hake News, not fake news. After the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, thehakereport.com. That's my show. Live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 11 to 1 Central, noon to 2 Eastern, thehakereport.com, and then Joel Friday TV, and then American Anchor, baby. Check it out at 4 p.m. Pacific time. And, of course, Men's Forum tomorrow night, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles, the 5th of September. First Thursday of the month. RebuildingTheMan.com/events. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, says Ukraine's foreign minister, Dmytro Kubela, tendered his resignation today ahead of an expected major cabinet reshuffle. Kubela is the latest high-profile member of so-called President Volodymyr Zelensky's cabinet to resign as Russia's invasion grinds on. His decision comes ahead of an expected visit by Zelensky to the United States this month. In his nightly address Tuesday, Zelensky said the fall will be extremely, extremely important for Ukraine. He means the Ukraine. Adding that he will need to strengthen some areas of the government to prevail. David Arakamia, the majority leader of Ukraine's parliament, confirmed Tuesday more than 50% of the cabinet of ministers' staff will be changed this week. What a mess, huh? And a secret agent, a former AD, New York so-called governess, Kathy Hochul, and a former aide also of Governor Andrew Cuomo, their greatest. No. Has been charged with acting as an agent for the Chinese government. Linda Sun, a Chinese lady, I guess, was charged with visa fraud, alien smuggling, money laundering conspiracy, among other charges. What a mess. Her husband, Chris Hu, wow, different last name. Feminists? Shameful. Even Chinese. They facilitated her husband facilitated the transfer of millions of dollars in kickbacks for personal gain, so said prosecutors. Sun and her husband, Linda Sun and her husband, Chris Hu, were arrested at their Long Island residence Tuesday. Both pleaded not guilty to all charges in federal court, so maybe they're innocent. Sun had, this Linda gal, had several government titles for more than a decade. The pair laundered monetary proceeds, supposedly, right, according to this indictment, to buy real estate in New York and Hawaii and various luxury vehicles, according to that indictment. And so-called Justice Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson reflects on her groundbreaking path to the so-called Supreme Court in a new memoir. She's using a new memoir published yesterday, to reflect on a personal journey that has already earned her a place in history. The trash bin. Nah. Well, yes. Anyway, 8'1", Mortessa Merzad, Merzadsel-Akjane, Merzadsekljani's height, 8'1", tallest Paralympian in history. He's the joint second tallest man in the world, tied for second place in terms of tall men. He recently had to sleep on the floor at the Paris 2024 games after not having a bed that he was able to fit in, but they fixed that. And Nicolas Maduro said that Christmas is starting in October 1st. Last year it was November, because he wants to buy votes or something like that. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. One line up, if you want to jump in there really fast, we're going to get to everyone, everybody, and their mama by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, do you know the truth? What is it? Do you know the truth? What is it? An amazing question. What the? And if you're out and about doing whatever you're doing, working now or whatever, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. A Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. I want to, it's Wednesday. It's the last hour of the show on Wednesday. And every Wednesday, the last hour of the show is Manhood Hour. What is a man? What is a man? Man.
It's an adult man. Human male.
Manhood. Hillary or President Trump?
I voted for Hillary Clinton.
Beta. Beta male.
Yo. Hey,
man is a male who turned to man. Live right, be right, and lead the way.
Galeeb, you've always wanted to be a background dancer, and what are you now?
A dentist.
A dentist, and whose dream was that?
My mom's.
Richard, yeah? You're still afraid of your mom. It's kind of like I'm not even hanging out with my friends. It's like I'm hanging out with your moms.
What are you talking about?
Then we're happy in our current role. But what I think we have to do as women is to step outside of that role and understand we also need to lead.
I know it because I know what mental illness looks like.
And the reason we need to lead is because we have fresh ideas.
One of the things that they propose is black folk not have to pay taxes.
And we understand how to listen.
And they don't say racist things, but right. What they say is they don't like something I said.
Oh, see, you don't need to be afraid of your moms.
Did you forgive your mother?
I'm working on it, man.
Amazing. You got to forgive your mothers. Every human being walking this earth, there's no way around it. If you want to be free, but if you want to stay in your hell, then don't forgive. Don't forgive. I have a couple of things before I go to the callers that I want to show you. And I've said over and over again that we don't have a government looking out for us at this time. Nobody's in charge. No one is in charge. And as a result, anything is possible in America right now. And if you don't vote in the right way come November, it is only going to get worse. You can bank on it. It's up to you. The people get the type of government they vote for. If you just want to feel good, then you know what to do. But if you want to be free, you know what to do. It's up to you. The Daily Mail is reporting. A former aide of New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who has been accused of being an agent for Beijing, previously served as DEI, that's the Affirmative Action Program for Blacks, previously served as the DEI boss for the state. She was over the Black People Program, Affirmative Action. Linda's son, 41 years old, was arrested at her Long Island mansion on Tuesday and is accused of enriching herself and her family by acting as an undisclosed agent of the Chinese Communist Party. This is in the United States of America, and this woman is over DEI, according to the report. Here are more details from Fox about Linda's son.
41-year-old Linda's son, stone-faced and quiet as she walked out of Brooklyn federal court alongside her husband. The feds say she was a secret agent for the Chinese government, getting paid millions by the Communist Party to do their bidding while working at the highest level of Governor Kathy Hochul's team. The indictment charges Linda's son with violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act, visa fraud, alien smuggling, and money laundering conspiracy. A spokesperson for Governor Hochul says she was fired last year for misconduct and her actions were reported to law enforcement. Here's Governor Hochul speaking about Sun when she was initially hired on her team.
I'm also proud of some new members of my administration. I promised diversity. I promised I'd bring the most qualified individuals and open up the doors so state government looks more like the people of the state of New York. Linda's son is here and others who have... Linda's son, where are you, Linda's son?
Well, you gave what you promised. And I bet you we have spies all over America right now. The gates are wide open. Come on down. And we're going to bus you to every city in the state. And we're going to give you free everything. Now do you believe me when I say the back door and the front door needs to be closed? We need to shut down America and clean up and then see what to, if we want to reopen the front door. Isn't that amazing? This is from Fox. More detail on the indictment.
This is Linda Sun's multi-million-dollar home in Manhasset, Long Island. Federal agents searched the home 6 weeks ago. According to the indictment, Sun blocked Taiwanese government representatives from getting access to high-level state officials. The indictment also states Sun helped Chinese government officials travel and meet with state officials by providing unauthorized invitation letters from state officers. The feds say Sun scored the millions of dollars through transactions for her husband's China-based business activities. Sun and her husband are now both under arrest. The husband, Chris Hugh, is charged with money laundering conspiracy, conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and misuse of means of identification.
Amazing. I've been all over our country right now. We don't have anyone looking out for us. And if you don't vote in the Great White Hope, it's going to get worse. It cannot get better. It will only get worse. You got to make the decision come November. The people get the type of government they deserve. And Lord have mercy. Here come the black people. Some more hate crimes, racist stuff. Which desert is this, by the way? So we got Chinese all over America. Watch out. We're in danger. Y'all don't know it. Y'all are busy fighting one another over race, stupid race stuff. Over something that doesn't even exist. White supremacy. Oh, they got you fighting over white supremacy and racism and hating the Jews and all this. While we got spies in the country. China all over the place. But you're fighting. You're over at the university fighting over trying to protect whatever they call them, Hamas. And did you hear that the police are working with DA pursuing hate crime charges for racist signs? Have you ever heard of a racist sign? A sign is a sign is a sign. How can you call a sign a racist? But, it's just paint on a wall. Well, if you haven't, Fox 31 is reporting. Listen to this. Listen to this. Community leaders gathered in Denver Friday to talk about racist signs popping up around the city. I bet you never heard of a racist sign before, huh? Popping up around the city, leaders were frustrated and disappointed. This hateful act happened in their neighborhood. They're not disappointed at black on black killing each other. They're not disappointed. Illegal aliens are all over the place. They're not disappointed that the Democratic Party hate them. But they're disappointed about the racist signs in their neighborhoods. But we're glad police acted swiftly to remove them. What miserable people, huh? Watch this first soundbite from Fox.
You can't make America great like that. I was saddened by the fact that people thought that this land is segregated land and it's not the land for all of us. It's for all of our voices, our cultures, our ethnicities, our races, our vernacular. This land was made for you and me.
Leaders of communities along Colfax Avenue expressed their frustration after hateful signs with racist messages about Black people and migrants were bolted near bus stops. Police Chief Ron Thomas saying he believes all the signs have been recovered, the department finding 7 in total.
The locations that I'm familiar with are Colfax and Nome, Colfax and Yosemite, Colfax and Oneida, Colfax in Colorado, and then Colfax in Garfield.
The culprit of this crime, I want to be very clear who it is. It is a white nationalist who is not from Denver at all, that is trying to use and play on the fears of the people who live right here to tear us apart so they can drop these ugly messages and walk away. But guess what? It didn't work.
Chief Thomas says police are not ready to talk about if they have ID'd a suspect, but they are investigating the crime as a bias-motivated hate crime.
How'd she know who it is? What the?
That's what I was wondering. How'd she know? And they totally, do you see, they notice they blurred out all this. They won't even show the sign, the criminal sign. In fact, I have the sign.
We have the sign for you, the racist sign, they say.
That will not be shown.
The racist sign.
It says, it reads, Blacks must sit at the back of the bus. Kamala's migrants sit in the front. Caution, and it shows like a crossing of a whole family. It says, caution, Kamala's illegals.
So what's racist about that?
I think it's just true.
Because the Blacks are going to the back of the bus and the illegal aliens are put before them. That's one of the reasons some of the Blacks are ticked. That the Democratic Party now put the illegal aliens before them. How's that racist?
And a white nationalist out of Denver? What if it was just a regular guy from Denver?
Or one of the illegal aliens in Denver. But nah, I thought it was something real. Give me a break. And one last thing before I go to Black people, go sit down. It's a white nationalist. Where's your proof? And a white nationalist is just a white person who loved the country. What's wrong with that? When did that be wrong, become a bad thing? One last quick thing for now. It's Manhood Hour. A man catches his wife cheating. And so I want to know, men, how would you react if you caught your wife cheating? Would you act like this? Watch this. Man catches his wife cheating on him again while she was supposed to be at work. Watch this.
What are we doing here, guys? This is pretty good proof to me. Oh, yeah, hey, I'm video recording you, buddy. Video recording you, and you got prison time, not me. Hey, Charlene. All I'm going to say is, are you coming with me or are you staying with this guy? Pick or choose, right? That she's going to loves me and wants to be with me forever. And I have it on audio, actually. I'll send you the file just so you believe me. And she swore, you know what she said to me last night? She said, I swear on my kids' lives, Ryan, that I'm not doing anything with Stefan anymore because it was always only about his daughter. And now that that's done, we're done. But clearly that's not the case, is it, Charlene?
Stop.
What a nice name, Charlene. Well, if she was supposed to be at work, maybe she is at work. Maybe that's her job. What the? Amazing. Charlene.
But Charlene said in a note that she loves him.
That what you said?
That's what he was trying to tell this other guy.
She said she loved him?
That she loves him. And I have the proof.
Well, I got 2 lovers and I ain't ashamed. 2 lovers and I love them both the same.
Hey, why do you have to pick favorites?
Maybe, that's right. What the... 888-775-3773. My husband is my hero. Who said that, Joel? The husband is who, your hero? Oh, the husband is Joel's hero because he caught his wife and videotaped it. What the? Amazing. Let me go to Mary. Is it Marianne? Out of Pennsylvania. Marianne, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Marianne.
This is a follow-up call. I've been talking to you for the past couple weeks, ever since I discovered your philosophy. And I've been doing the silent prayer, and after our last counseling session, you asked me, why don't you just leave this guy? And now it's, that's just opened up a whole new can of worms, and I have too many options now, and I just wanted to know if I'm being evil. I'm going to just run them past you. So I have, part of the situation is that the reason we're still in these hotels living here month after month is because, well, he just won't pick a house to buy. And then his dad, trying to help us out, gave him a bunch of money. Not like huge. Enough to buy a nice, normal house. Just a regular house. And he still is just not, like, he's trying to get something with equity. And I'm more interested in just having a house for the kids. And this is an angry man, and I say this without judgment. Without judgment, I believe he's probably a narcissist. So I mean, if it wasn't for the kids, I mean, I would just go my own way. But the options out there. I'm trying to stay present, obviously, one day at a time. I mean, would it be evil of me to take, like, my half of the money and, like, buy my own small house? Or, you know, like, is that evil? I don't know. Do I just go and make my own way or stay? I ever since I've even I imagined that one of them's right here, had this option, I'm still confused. And I believe I've forgiven my parents, definitely. I've forgiven my husband. My anger, I have no anger. But I'm still afraid, I think, is what it's boiled down to. Should I just wait and see?
I don't know. I don't remember counseling with you, but if you are this unhappy with your husband, and I don't know his side of this. I haven't heard his side of the story, so I can't make a decision based on just what you're saying. But if you're so unhappy with him, why are you staying?
I'm afraid. I'm just afraid of the consequences.
Of what consequences?
Well, I've left him a couple of times before, and he talked me back into coming back. And I don't know. Consequence, like, you know, I'm sorry. Even if it went all the way to divorce, he'd get to see his kids. And we don't even know what state. Well, he doesn't know what state he even wants to live in at this point.
That's Marianne, the problem is not your husband. The problem is you.
I know. I'm trying to. Yeah. It is.
Why don't you just calm down and work on you? Since you don't know what to do, you have a roof over your head, why not just calm down and work on Marianne so you can see clearly what to do?
Thank you. Okay. Now,
that was a question. That was a question.
Well, because I'm uncomfortable just in this current space where I have a roof over my head.
What?
Yeah, the place where I have a roof over my head. How do you tolerate discomfort with where you are? Like, it's a very cheap hotel. I'm embarrassed. There's a lot of shame on my end. I feel very embarrassed.
Marianne, you're not making any sense at all.
Well, like, how do you tolerate uncomfortable circumstances? Like, if you're living in a place that you don't feel comfortable in.
By relaxing and working on you.
Oh, God. Okay. How long does it take?
As long as it takes.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Jesse.
Because you just have your eye. It sounds like you just have your eyes on your husband. But you're not seeing how insane you are.
It's true. It's true. I know. It's very hard to get out of that habit of looking at him instead of myself.
And why is that?
I don't know. I don't want to look at myself, maybe. I don't know.
You don't. You'd rather look at him and judge him and bitch and complain and looking at him. Why not look at you so you, in any given situation, you'll be comfortable and you will see what to do next.
Okay. Okay. I'll just keep going then. All right. Yeah.
You keep going
That's
where?
What I called. Huh?
Huh? You keep going where?
Oh, keep going with the prayer.
And stop judging your husband, yourself, or anything. Just work on you and you'll be fine no matter what the situation is. The problem is not outside of you. Even if you are in a cheap motel or whatever, if you're at peace within yourself, you'll be at peace no matter where you are.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Okay. Yeah, I have this thing. I worry that I'm not being a good mom. That's another me thing. I have the shame and the I feel judged. There's nobody judging me. I mean, even if they were, it wouldn't matter.
You sound insane right now.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Okay, good. That helped.
What helped?
That's why I called. That's why I called, because I knew you'd cut through my nonsense and give me a good answer.
How is your husband dealing with this insanity?
He's got his own, you know. I mean, I'm not judging at all, but he's that.
You are judging because you can't even look at yourself for to keep your eyes on him, so you are judging him.
Yeah, right. That's true. Right. Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, God.
Wow, it's true. No, you're right, and I've had a lot of insights, you know, about this ever since starting that prayer. It is. Every time you feel some judgment about somebody, it's actually something in you that you're mad at.
Without a doubt.
He's the mirror.
When you're pointing your finger, you're really judging you.
That's so true. Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Yeah, that's right. Okay. That's true. All right. I'm just going to keep praying. And that's what I wanted to do. I actually just want God to take over. I don't want to, you know, I don't like this. Plotting and planning and thinking. It's awful.
So stop it then. All you do is come out of your imagination.
That's right. It's true. Thank you. That's why I called. Thank you so much.
Calm down, Marianne. Be still and know God. Do the silent prayer and watch.
Yes, sir. I will. I will just do it as long as I have to.
And let me know how it goes.
No rush. Okay. Thanks, boss.
All right.
Bye.
Bye now. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Justin, the first-time caller out of Arizona. Justin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well. Thanks for calling.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, no problem. Go ahead.
Well, thanks for accepting my call. I'm in recovery right now. I'm trying to get sober and get my life together. This is like my fourth attempt. The first three times, man, you know, I didn't take seriously. I thought I could do it by myself. I thought I knew everything. I wasn't open-minded. I was very closed-minded. This fourth time when I went to rehab, I took it seriously. You know, went to counseling, participated in my groups. And I learned to forgive. My mom was a big one, man. And I learned to forgive because I was bullied and picked on a lot. And, you know, and I grew up without, you know, just isolation and stuff. So I had a lot of anger in me and hatred in me, man. You know, so now I could talk to my mom without any anger. Like, no, she'll do stuff to like, you know, she'll bring up the stuff I procrastinate on. And I get a little annoyed.
How old are you?
I'm 34. I don't live with my mom. I live in a sober living house.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I live in a sober living house. But I'm trying to be an honest person. I'm calling because this is embarrassing. I got kicked out of rehab for sexual harassment. It was a co-ed rehab. Yeah. It's like I said something really stupid. And I was like 2 days away from graduating, man.
What'd you say?
And I'm trying to be honest because, you know, when people call in, you know, you want to hear, you say you don't, like that lady, you don't know the other side of the story. I just said, it was real stupid. I said, me and this lady should make a baby. And it was in a group setting. So,
how is that sexual harassment? Hold on. Back in a moment. Treasure Chest is now open on D-Live. Back in a moment.
Over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing.
Okay, welcome back, 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. TheHakeReport.com from 9 to 11 a.m. The guy with the good hair. And at 11 a.m., Joel Friday TV, he black. And leading the way, you don't want to miss it. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby, the American genius. May not always be on time, but he'll show up. The American Anchor Baby, 4 p.m. And tomorrow night, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, the men's forum. He's sleepy. The men's forum. Men's forum at 7 p.m. every first Thursday night of the month, all right? Don't worry, ladies. Yours is the third Thursday night of the month. Brand new episode. Come on down tomorrow night, guys, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. And tomorrow at 12 noon, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. I talked to Pastor Jamelia Gooden. Jamelia Gooding, and a pastor over there at in Charlotte, over in Charlotte, North Carolina, at a church called Unity Church of Charlotte. And she has a book out called The Death of the Angry Black Woman. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
Why are black women so angry?
I'm not going to let you do that to my sisters. Put some respect on their name. Your verbiage is trying to ignite, but I'm smarter than that.
Amazing. If black women are good mothers and good wives, why are their children so screwed up?
Okay. Is that why you screwed up? So are you saying the devil is ahead of the woman?
Yes.
You gay? Why would you say that? Why would you say that?
What is love?
Something you ain't got. No. Listen to what you said, baby.
I'm not your baby. It was a doozy conversation with a preacher lady. It was, you see, tell your mama, tell your daddy, tell the phone. You don't want to miss this one. That's, oh, tomorrow is Friday. Tomorrow is Thursday, huh? I'm thinking tomorrow is Friday. That long holiday weekend. Thank you, Hake. Tomorrow is Baba Thoppa Thursday. It ain't Friday. What the? So this new Fallen State episode is Friday at 12 noon. You don't want to miss it. Go and donate to Bond. Hurry over and make a big donation. But we accept whatever you give and grateful for it. 88, go to rebuildingtheman.com/donate. rebuildingtheman.com/donate. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. All right. Let me go quickly back to Justin. The first time I call out of Arizona. And Justin is going through, Justin is going through rehab right now. He just got kicked out because he said he and this woman ought to make a baby together. Am I right about that, Justin?
Yeah.
So all you said was this lady and I should make a baby together?
Yeah, I was in a group, in rehab you do groups together, and it was that, and everyone started laughing, and then I got called into the office, and she felt really uncomfortable, and that was about like...
How is that sexual harassment? That's not sexual harassment. That's a compliment.
I'm working on, because like I got out of rehab, that was like 6 months ago, and when I relapsed between that 6 months, I stayed sober for 4.5 months, but I was what they called a dry drunk. I was just angry because I could not let that go, dude. I felt like exactly like it wasn't a big deal. And to be honest with you, I was blaming other people. I wasn't like looking at my actions. And I remember I heard you say, quit looking at what other people did because you're not seeing like my part or something like that.
Right. Keep your eyes on you.
Yeah. And, but no, like what I'm calling is that, I relapsed and then I got sober again and now I'm in I have a lot to be grateful for, man. The city where I'm living at, they're paying for me to live in this sober living house temporary. I got a job. I'm getting back on my feet. But when I'm praying to like be a better person, in God's eyes. But like that resentment will pop in my head because I was talking to my sponsor and saying, like when I'm praying, it's like there's like the angel and the demon, the angel and the devil on my shoulder. And even when I'm praying and, trying to, ask God to guide my thoughts, let it be divorced from self-pity, selfish gains and resentments. And there's like, I would say it's like Satan, like saying, oh, you're going to let them get away with that. You're going to let them disrespect you. Like, just like all those other, cause I told you I was abused and by my mom and picked on. And, I used to be a coward, man. And then that's what, like, I had so much
anger. And the only reason why this resentment is strong, because I dealt with all my other resentments, but then this popped up and it's a new resentment and I'm having a hard time letting it go. And that's what caused me to relapse in the first place. So I was just calling to ask, like, how do I deal with, like, forgiveness, man? Like, I'm trying to accept that my actions is what got me kicked out. But at the same time, there's like that voice in my head saying, like, oh, dude, you're a punk if you let these people do that.
And so your question for me is what?
Is, how do you get better at forgiving? Do you just say, I forgive this person and pray, and then, like you never get angry again? Or is it something that you're going to have to pray for every day and every time that memory pops into your head?
And so which person are you trying to forgive right now? Who are you trying to forgive?
Well, first, myself, because I always mess things up, man. Like, I really am angry at myself, man, because I gave it everything I got. I really took it serious. I did something stupid, and I failed at something again. So first and foremost, I'm angry at myself.
And who are you?
You know, I'm still trying to figure that out, man.
Like, so then why are you saying you're angry at yourself if you don't know who you are?
Well, I know who I am in my misery and addiction. I know Justin is an angry person, hateful person, selfish, resentful, also afraid. I'm trying to, you know, be a new person and figure out the new person I can be. I'm just angry at myself that I was so close and I messed up. And I'm also angry at the people that kicked me out. And then I start traveling down that road, that memory lane, and it just leads me to thinking about everyone that did me wrong. And that's what I'm really struggling with. Is
and when you say you want to be a better person, what's a better person?
I want to treat people like how I want to be treated.
How is that?
I want to be treated with respect. So,
why?
I don't know. Like, I just think a good person, like, doesn't, like, hate people, doesn't, like, when well, people...
But why do you want to be treated with respect?
I'm trying to figure out, because the old me thought you get respect out of fear, you know, like, you got to fight people to get respect and stuff like that.
But
and,
why do you want to be treated with respect?
Because I never got that in my life, man. Like,
ain't
I never,
no such thing as that.
There isn't?
No.
I don't know,
let me
man.
Tell you the best way to be treated with respect.
How?
Not to think of it, not to want it. It doesn't exist. If you never think about being treated with respect, you would never think you're not being treated with respect. So stop thinking about that. There's no such thing. You're only thinking that you want to be treated with respect because you think there's something called treat me with respect. That's not true. It doesn't exist. So stop thinking that way, all right?
I want to try my hardest, Jesse, man, because just like when people tell me to do the next right thing or, you know.
Let me do this because of time.
Yeah.
Let me just ask these questions. Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes.
And you forgiven your father?
My father died when I was a kid. I never knew him. I'm trying to figure out how you forgive someone that you never met, and but I know he's dead because I went to his funeral, but I never met him.
Okay. No problem. Just don't realize he can whatever he can. You didn't even meet him, so don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Just don't have any anger against him. Don't feel like he left you behind, or oh, I wish my father was here; he would have protected me. None of that. Let all that pass too. All right.
Okay.
And so Do you want? You could be free right now if you want it.
Oh, I want to, man. I'm tired of like nights of where you can't sleep because you just got a lot on your mind, and most of it has to do with anger and stuff like that. And so, yeah, I'm definitely working on it, man.
Here's what you do. If you want to be free, you can be free right now. Right now, and never suffer again. I promise you this if you do it.
All right.
Doubt every thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. You are worshiping the devil when you're in your imagination, and he is deceiving you. He's making you believe lies, and you think that those thoughts are coming from you, but you're worshiping the devil. Even when you pray to God, you're praying to the devil. And that's why your prayers are not answered. If you just be still and let go, then the Father would take over and your life would change immediately and you would have an amazing life. But you got to doubt every thought. You believe in the thoughts. You believe the thought that you want respect. That's another lie. You believe the thought about this and that. You believe the thought that you're an addict. You're not. If you drop the anger by forgiving the whole thing against yourself or anyone, then you wouldn't need the drugs or alcohol, whatever your problem is. It's only because you believe in thoughts that you're drinking or doing drugs to try to make yourself feel better. Drop the thoughts, you could be free just like that.
All right, man. Anger is my biggest problem. I'm going to.
Anger is not your problem at all. Don't ever call anger your problem again. That's still, those are thoughts telling you that anger is your problem. Anger is the problem of evil. It's not of you, so stop identifying with evil. Never call anger you again. Let it pass.
Okay, Jesse.
What do you think about that?
I think that what you're saying is right, man. I think that I do listen to, and sometimes I do it like I'm a wicked person, I'm an angry person.
All lies. It's not you. It's in your imagination because you escaped into your thoughts when your mother traumatized you. But it's just thoughts. They're just thoughts. And if you believe them, it makes you feel something, and then you think the feeling of you. You're not your thoughts, and you're not your feelings. So stop calling yourself those things, period. Don't ever say that again. It's not you. The real you, and I promise you this, I'm not making this up. The real you have never done anything. How old are you?
34.
Have never done anything wrong in your whole life. You never done anything wrong, nor have you ever done anything right. So there's nothing for you to feel guilty about.
Okay.
It's all just thoughts.
It's all just thoughts. Try not to listen to. Okay. Can I ask you one more question?
Let those thoughts pass, and don't call them for now, since you're going to find yourself in and out of them. Don't call them you. Just stop identifying with them by calling them you. When you have a thought, don't say, oh, my thought. Just say, oh, I see that thought. That's not me. Or you get the feeling because you then catch the thought in time, and you get the feeling. Just know, even though you're feeling in your body, it's in your body, but it's not you. It's not in you. Don't call it you. I promise you things will change. Because you are worshiping and identifying with evil when you call it you.
So like when I'm saying, I'm angry at this, so when a resentment pops up and then you catch yourself getting angry, like you just said, this is just a thought. It has no power over me. This isn't me.
100%. It's not me.
Okay. That's what happens. Okay. I'm going to work on that. I'm going to do it. Thank you.
And I'm telling you, if you do it, you're going to be free because you're going to stop identifying with these false identities, which are evil spirits, by the way, in your mind and body. And those spirits have been causing you to think and do the things that you didn't want to do and to think and not do the things that you know is right. It won't let you do the right thing because you believe in them.
and feed into them. All right. Yeah, I do feed into them, man. I'm practicing on that, just like exercising, getting, working on it and trying to get better at it.
All you need to do is be aware of them and don't call them you.
Okay. Well, okay, thank you.
And are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
That's what I wanted to ask. It's been a while since I heard your show, but what is the silent prayer?
Go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer, and you want to be still and know God, and he's going to separate you from the darkness of your imagination. The light will separate you from the darkness, from evil, which are your thoughts, right? And you don't need to be begging God and crying and pleading, because that doesn't work. When you do that, you're worshiping the devil. You're praying to evil.
Okay. I'm still trying to, okay, you know what? I'll check it out, man.
So stop all the crying and carry it on. It's all ego. It has nothing to do with you, and it has nothing to do with God. And he would never answer those prayers because you're praying to the devil. And yeah, God is not holding anything against you because you're not guilty of anything. You've been controlled by evil, which are the thoughts and the feelings, and you've been thinking that they were you.
And you said it's all ego?
It's all ego. It's all evil.
Yeah, I'm learning that ego is not my amigo.
That's right. So, so listen, go to rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. I think that's what it is.
Okay, Jesse.
rebuildingtheman.com/prayer. I want you to do that and do it every morning, every night, and during the day, bring your mind back to your body. And let me know how it goes, all right?
Morning and night? Okay.
Every morning, every night. And then during the day when you're caught up in your thoughts, then bring your become aware of your body so you can be back present with God.
Okay, Jesse. And thank you for your advice, man.
So listen, stop calling yourself an addict or anything. You're not in recovery. Once you overcome evil, you won't need the drugs. You won't need alcohol because you already be free, and you would not be looking for anything to make you free. So don't call yourself an addict again.
Okay. Okay. I'll work on that too, man.
What a mess.
Thank you, Jesse.
Let me know how it goes.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat. Super.
Say what about a coffee? Jesse, is hair dye vain ego/ego?
Hair dye?
Yeah.
What's that?
When one dyes one's hair.
Oh. If you don't identify with it, no.
Nice.
Don't get any identity from it. What the? Thank you.
Chill and lean, bought a coffee. Jesse, during a recent call, you said evil is not natural. Why is that the case?
Because evil is fake. It has no authority. It has no power. It has nothing. It's not even, it has nothing. Just let it go and you'll let go evil. Because it's just an idea. It's just in your thought. And that's how the devil, if the devil didn't live in a human being's body, it would have nothing going on. The devil worked through human beings so that it can get a false sense of life. Let it go.
Terry bought a coffee. Matthew 11:29-30. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart. This is Jesus speaking. And you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Nice. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah, thank you.
Greenwall, two coffees. There is no Old and New Testament. That's a false doctrine promoted by Paul's followers to foreigners who didn't know better. There is only one unchanging God. By the way, Isaac used to meditate in the field at Eventide, Genesis 24:63. Could it be the silent prayer?
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Nice. Thank you, Greenwall.
Yeah.
Interesting. Urinal Chills, go and forgive. He's a monthly supporter on Rumble. Go and forgive.
You gotta know how to rumble.
Then give people who want to stay in the hell, give them the finger and move on.
Give her the finger, she's a Cherokee.
Feather.
Huh?
Feather.
What?
The lyric is feather.
Let me hear it.
Give her a feather, she's a Cherokee.
Oh, thank you.
Nice. Nazar.
Thank you for clearing that up, Hank.
Nazar or Nazar. Couple of generous cash apps for coffee, for pastries.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Nazar.
Oh, I can taste them now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Tony, three coffees. The devil's fair. I have took the whatever pill. You know it took me far, then I rode the B pill, which became my star, and now I'm aware of the devil's stare, and when I ride that B train, I pay the devil's fare. Tony, written
thank
by
you.
I.
Whatever, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Elizabeth, three coffees. Buenos dias, Jesse.
Que lo que? Gracias.
Dímelo.
Sí.
After I forgave, I've been able to see more clearly, more and more. Even when I see people in their fallen state, I do not get angered. I just see it and understand it with no emotion and becoming more and more unbothered by life circumstances. Trust God that all will be well. I just have to be consistent with my silent prayer, put one foot in front of the others, and keep moving forward. Blessings to you and your team.
Stay with it, and I appreciate you. Thank you.
Someone three coffees. Hey, Jesse, when you started going to the gym, did you take creatine and protein powder or just all natural?
I've never taken
creatine.
I've heard of it, but no, I didn't take anything.
Thank you, someone.
Thank you, by the way.
Peanut butter hot dog, three coffees. White males that wear flip-flops in a fancy restaurant are beta with a capital B. Makes me want to cuss.
White man who considered it suicide when the rainbow wasn't enough. Thank you.
Don't be jealous, peanut butter hot dog. Two wives, two mothers bought a coffee. One of your callers last week was saying, praise the Lord, and you asked him why he says that. Why do people say things like that? Also, does God bless, amen, and other similar phrases fall into the same category?
What a mess.
People do say stuff.
They do say stuff, but it's
just out of habit.
And they've been taught and told to say that. So it's not even necessary. Thank you.
Forgive yo mama coffee. When watching thoughts, allowing them to pass, do yours move left to right or right to left? Mine pass left to right.
I don't know. What? Amazing. Thank you.
The key, three clarifying copies. You asked a caller yesterday if he can will himself never to be angry again. Do you agree the caller can will himself?
You read that.
No. This is different. It's clarifying.
Oh, okay.
Do you agree he can will himself never to be angry again by going and forgiving? Is there no such thing as free will because will speaks to future events that don't exist?
I don't quite understand the question yet, but I can tell you, you don't have a free will. If you don't have it, then there's nothing to define.
Thank you, right. Nikki.
Did that help?
It may have.
Yeah. Let me know if that helped, Nikki. Tucky.
The key.
The key.
T-H-E.
Oh, the key. Let me know if that helped. But if you don't have a will, it's like racism doesn't exist, so there's nothing to define, right? Same way with the will. There's no will. You don't have a free will. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet over on Odyssey.
You Odyssey.
Gives a meme. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. Christ, the lion from the tribe of Judah. Paul, the lion king Simba. And me, childish drawing of a lion.
What the?
Thank you, to the top contributors, Games Per Rec, Kid Combo 1, Groovy Monkey, Wolf 336, Roan Woods, and the rest of the DLive crew. And thank you, guys. I do believe that is just about all for now.
I am so out of time. Thank you all for your support. I absolutely appreciate it. Tomorrow is the Lord is winning and the creek don't rise. Bible Thumper Thursday. So come with your little Bible Thumper. We love the Bible Thumpers. Also, get on the straight and narrow. Stay there. Hake is coming up now, thehakereport.com, and then join on Friday TV at 11, and then American Anchor Baby at 4. And Mary's from Spain and everywhere. I'm out of time. Bye.
you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it. And then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hoop and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church. I have books that are amazing. Highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all